I am a boss. Therefore, despite my adventure that morning, I still arrive at Stellaris Casting Agency 15 minutes early, as always. If I expect others to be on time, I'm damn well sure that I'm always on time myself. I have to admit, I kind of love walking into work. It looks a little bit like a fantasy office building on a movie set might look. This, of course, is by careful, financially motivated design. We work in the entertainment business after all. It's a literal field of dreams. It only makes sense for our workspaces to inspire our clients. We need them to hope for future success with us. That's how we all stay employed. The building makes that hope easier. Sleek glass and bronze surfaces gleam in the morning sunlight as I push through the revolving doors. I admit, I'm clutching my coffee cup like a shield. I'm not big on chit-chat on my best of days, and today? Today I feel like I looked in my smizing mirror and wrote my weekend activities across my forehead for everyone to read. I do a body scan as I pass through security and realize that my mind is certain everyone at work will know. In fact, I realize my subconscious mind basically thinks the divine is going to rat me out to everyone I've ever met. I'm halfway expecting a call from my mother now. I even flinch a little when our receptionist, Tanya, greets me with her usual bright smile.
Morning, Adore. Big day today. The sports commercial callbacks start at 10.
I nod, relieved that she doesn't seem to detect anything different about me, regardless of what my anxiety is saying. Thanks, Tan. Are the portfolios ready?
On your desk,
she confirms, already answering another call. I make it safely to my office. Routine silences my anxious mind, so I will take refuge in routine. I deliberately take my time settling behind my desk. It's an old deep habit, so it comes pretty naturally now, even under stress. I arrange my keys, handbag, and work phone with practice precision. I barely have to remind myself where things should go. My hands basically work on their own, like robots. The familiarity helps calm my racing thoughts. It also keeps me from losing things in my scramble to get out the door. I've been at Stellaris for 3 years now, and my performance reviews tell me I'm known for my impeccable organization and keen eye for talent. Today shouldn't be different from other days. I've shown up, I'll crush work, and then I'll go home. My confident thinking naturally summons a work randomizer to darken my door. My boss, Steve Holt, pokes his head in.
There's my Starfinder. Ready for the sports callbacks? Their marketing team is particularly interested in the blonde athlete you flagged. What was her name?
Kara Jensen, I reply. I'm mostly grateful that Steve's work chat is distracting me from my anxiety. Mostly. He just expects feats of instant recall that really no human should be expected to produce. But I keep executing at this level, so he keeps expecting me to. Yep, there's Steve's usual approving nod.
This is just why I need you in the room today,
he says. That, and so he gets to sit back and take credit for my work. Without being shown up in front of the client for his subject matter ignorance, he knows his cricket, but everything else athletic is a total mystery to him. It's okay. I like being the sports girly. At least it's a nice stereotype buster. I wave to Steve's retreating back and discover that I'm mostly reset. I think today's going to be a good day. An even better one, I correct myself. That touching session gave me a dopamine buzz that hasn't entirely worn off. Is this what serotonin feels like? I'd almost forgotten. It wasn't a lack of sunshine. I get that almost every day in the swampy Georgia weather. I think I was just lacking fun. And apparently self-touch can be fun, not just, I don't know, cause for judgment. As the morning progresses, I can't help it. I find myself actually relaxing. Nobody can tell that I spent the morning exploring my own body. Nobody knows about the journal hidden in my nightstand or the device on my coffee table or the sensations I discovered. The thought makes me smile. This really is my secret. It's something just for me. I not only don't have to share it, even with the divine, but I can't. I literally can't feel guilty because I can't share these sensations. I can only give and receive these exact sensations to myself. That's how physics works. During lunch, my hubris gets me a little. Out of nowhere, my coworker Pietra drops into the chair across from my desk with her salad and the velocity of a small missile.
You look different today,
she observes, tilting her head. My heart nearly stops. Different? How? Is my concealer separating? She studies me.
No, it looks good. I don't know. You're more present? Less tense? Did you try that yoga class I recommended?
Movement class, I murmur, relief washing over me. Pietra isn't a messenger from the divine, sent to tell me what I did wrong so I can repent. I don't think she's Christian, for one thing, although the divine works in mysterious ways. Pietra grins.
Well, whatever it is, keep doing it,
she says, spearing a cherry tomato from her bowl on my desk.
And good for you for trying something new.
By the end of the day, my anxiety seems almost comical. Nobody at work can see into my private thoughts. Duh. The divine might not care about this. In that case, the solo flight's journey is mine alone. I'm starting to feel safe to acknowledge that it could be a secret source of strength, rather than shame. If I'm noticeably relaxed, then I'll be able to work better. To think better. To be more flexible. That's the goal, after all. As I pack up my things, I'm able to admit that I'm looking forward to tonight's breast-touching exercise rather than dreading it.